Track 21.
From Stairways to Spotlight, Liz Murray's Story of Success. Liz Murray is a best-selling author and award-winning motivational speaker with a very inspirational story. She had a difficult start in life, but eventually became famous for entering Harvard. Here is the amazing story of how she did it all. A rough start in life. Liz was born on September 23, 1980, in the Bronx, New York City. Her parents were addicted to drugs, and they spent most of their money on their addiction. This meant that Liz and her sister often went hungry. When asked about her youth, Liz says, "We ate ice cubes because it felt like eating. We split a tube of toothpaste between us for dinner." In spite of their addiction, Liz insists that her parents were not bad people. On the contrary, she describes them as being very loving. "People are surprised by the poverty and think that I wasn't cared for," she says. "But that wasn't the case. I was deeply loved." Liz adored her parents, despite all the hardship their addiction put the family through. Eventually, however, these hardships destroyed the small amount of family life she had. Her mother spent the last part of her life in and out of hospitals. Her father ended up in a homeless shelter. Liz dropped out of school and slept in subways, parks, and friends' apartments. She had completely given up on herself. But even then, she found herself avoiding drugs. She swore she wouldn't repeat her parents' mistakes. Change for the better. In 1996, her mother passed away. Liz was only 15 years old. After her mother's death, Liz was hit by reality and decided to take responsibility for her life. "I knew at that moment I had to make a choice," she says. "I could submit to everything and live a life of excuses, or I could push myself. I could push myself and make my life good." These thoughts led her to go back to school. It took some time to get accepted, but she finally got into Humanities Preparatory Academy, an academically challenging high school. The instructor who admitted her, Perry Weiner, became her mentor. Many teachers at the school offered her the support and confidence that she needed to get on with her future. Liz summed up her time with them by saying, "In a world of no, these teachers were a yes to me." To academic excellence. Still homeless, Liz studied in subway stations and on the stairwells of her friends' houses. Even so, she managed to complete her high school classes in just 2 years with excellent grades. Her mentor, Perry, held her to a high standard because he believed in her ability to grow. As the possibility of college came closer, Perry encouraged her to apply to Harvard University. Her teachers later advised her to apply for a scholarship from the New York Times. Following their advice paid off when Liz received the scholarship and was accepted as a Harvard student. Sharing her story of success. Liz realized that her life could encourage other students to change their lives for the better. So she began to speak at New York public schools. Eventually, her story was aired on the news, and before she knew it, it was turned into a movie and a book. Today, Liz speaks about her life with the hope that others will be inspired.